Cape Town Wakes Up.
Cape Town Wakes Up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
With John Williams talking all things motor racing. And in the world of Formula One, he called it, in actual fact, way before anybody else did. He could see it coming. And of course, he I'm talking to is our friend Ralf Schumacher. Ralf, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen,
good.
you saw this coming, and you've been talking about this. There was speculation, and boom, the bomb was dropped yesterday.
Yeah, but I think it was pretty obvious. You know, that was a bit of a history, because whenever Dietrich Mateschitz died, things changed a lot in the company, and Christian Horner took more or less the lead of the team, and he changed a lot, and he was responsible also for personal, like, Adrian Newey leaving the team, you know, because he thought he can build his own team. And it's like it was a strategy decision which didn't work, because whenever he took over, things went down, results didn't come. And, you know, obviously also his private issue he had with this, you know, it all messed the team up. And that's why, you know, we are here today.
Ralf, where do you see Max going to go now? Where do you think, as a driver, what does this mean for him? Or, I mean, I suppose he's so headstrong that nothing really affects him. But where do you see his future now?
Well, you have to say, Max, you know, he loves the team, because he knows that everything he made was from Red Bull and given by Dietrich Mateschitz at the time. So he would love to stay. But looking at the team now, I mean, you know, a lot of good people have left. The results are very bad. So to turn that around will, in my opinion, take at least 3 years, at least. And I'm not sure if Max is going to be as patient. So if you ask me, I think Max would love to stay, but his management, his father, they will make sure he will leave. And I think, you know, like yesterday, because there was some issues with Mercedes and obviously the budget and everything, because Max is certainly asking for reasonable amount of money. But there was the green light from the board yesterday, so I think they start now.
Sure, that's big news. That's absolutely big. Ralf, in terms of the season, a bit of a break now, and then we come back again. And obviously there'll be huge talk between now and then, and a lot of speculation about next season's drivers and the shift for next season already now, even though we're halfway through this season. But certainly a question mark as to where we'll see, if we'll see Christian Horner pop up again in the future at another at another manufacturer.
There is a good chance at Ferrari, because, you know, for Fred Vasseur, it seems to be that they're looking for a new CEO, like say, and it looks like it, because, you know, there's no patience at Ferrari. It would be a shame, because Fred Vasseur now turned everything around. He has the two drivers.
Sure.
But obviously, the management at Ferrari is not happy with him. So they contacted him, but there might be also Andreas Seidel, the former McLaren manager. So there's a good chance for him. And also Flavio Briatore, don't forget, he's also looking for something, because they have an interim. So yes, there's a good chance for him. And to be fair with Christian, you know, he has had very big success with the team. He, you know, he changed a few things and he made a mistake maybe, but at the end he's still very experienced and he's a good manager for sure.
Absolutely. Ralf, listen, thanks for your time, and listen, a huge congratulations as well. I know we said it when I saw you a couple of weeks ago, but David's doing so well racing at the moment, and it was so nice to actually catch up with the family, but more importantly to see him doing so well in a car that has been pretty a touch and go, pretty unreliable in terms of being the Mustang and being
a new car,
brand new car. But David's doing really well, so huge congrats, and you must be awfully proud.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, I am proud, and I have to say, you know, he's doing a great job with the team together, and it is, as you said, is a young project, so still a lot of problems to solve, but they're doing great. And it was a shame the last one, you know, they had to stop the car 20 minutes to go in a 24-hour. That was a disaster, but apart from that, no, it's really enjoyable to see what they do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, enjoy the sunshine day from a cold, wet Cape Town, my friend. Have a good day, and thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Ralf. Bye-bye. Ralf Schumacher on the line with us, talking all things Formula One. A big move out of Formula One yesterday. Christian Horner is gone at Red Bull. And so now, where will he pop up? Ferrari, possibly? Who knows where he's going to pop up? The season continues despite the fact that he's no longer there.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile. On Smile 90.4 FM.